I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. The spokesman for the UN Secretary-General says a UN team of doctors and humanitarian workers has seen a large number of gunshot wounds among those being treated for injuries sustained while attempting to access aid in northern Gaza on Thursday. From New York, here's Neda Tofik.
According to the UN Secretary-General's spokesman, doctors and humanitarian workers visiting Al-Shifa Hospital met Palestinians who were among those injured on Thursday. The UN said the hospital had reportedly admitted more than 700 patients and received the bodies of more than 70 people killed during the incident. The Secretary-General's spokesman noted that Thursday's UN convoy was the first able to deliver aid into northern Gaza in over a week, as officials continue to warn that famine is imminent.
President Biden has promised that the U.S. military will start to airdrop humanitarian aid to Gaza over the coming days. A White House spokesman said the death of more than 100 people seeking aid from a convoy on Thursday underlined the need to find alternative routes for getting assistance to the Strip. Will Vernon is in Washington.
Airdrops have been under consideration for many months now by the US State Department, by the US military, but they are difficult. The security, the logistics are all very tricky, and it's a pretty chaotic way of distributing aid. And I think the fact that the US has decided to start dropping aid shows us just how dire the situation is in Gaza. But also, I think it's another way of putting pressure on the Israelis to let more aid in via conventional routes, via land routes.
A Russian human rights monitor says about 130 people have been detained in cities across the country as people mark the funeral of the late opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Tens of thousands of Russians defied warnings from the authorities to turn out in Moscow for his church service and burial in a nearby cemetery. They chanted his name and anti-Putin slogans. A news agency controlled by Iran's Revolutionary Guards has estimated turnout in Friday's parliamentary election to be more than 40%. It claimed this figure showed that a plan to boycott the vote designed by Iran's foreign enemies had failed. The 40% number would broadly match the last parliamentary election, which had the lowest turnout since the Islamic Revolution. These Iranians told the BBC what they think about the elections.
Those who don't vote are cutting themselves off from their own fate. They're saying we don't want to decide the future of our country. For me, it's not the right choice.
The economy is very bad. Everything has gone very expensive and the salary we get is very low. Even if I vote or not vote, my demands are not solvable.
This is the World News from the BBC. Colombia's largest remaining rebel group says it's released all hostages as peace talks continue with the government. In January, the defence minister said the ELN was holding 26 people for ransom. Kat Wiener reports.
In a statement, the ELN, or National Liberation Army, said the move was part of its commitment to a unilateral and temporary ceasefire made during negotiations in Cuba last month, and that it expected the government to fulfil its reciprocal obligations. It's estimated 6,000 fighters were not part of the historic pact reached in 2016 between the government and the country's former biggest rebel group, the FARC. The current Colombian leader, Gustavo Petro, himself a former Marxist guerrilla fighter, has made reaching peace agreements with all the country's remaining rebels a core plank of his presidency.
President Biden has expressed his gratitude to Italy's right-wing Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni, for what he called her country's unwavering support for Ukraine. At a meeting in the White House, Mr. Biden reassured Ms. Meloni that he was urging Republicans in Congress to stop blocking $60 billion worth of US military assistance for Ukraine. Ms. Meloni said Ukraine would be top of the agenda at the Group of Seven Industrial Nations summit she's hosting in June. A truck driver has been dramatically rescued with ropes and ladders after her vehicle crashed through barriers, leaving her dangling from a bridge in the US state of Kentucky. Footage shows the truck's cab hanging precariously more than 20 metres above the Ohio River. The local fire chief said the woman had held on like a champ and they had been very calm throughout her ordeal. A major blizzard blowing into the US states of California and Nevada has forced the closure of Yosemite National Park. Ski resorts in the Lake Tahoe region have also shut down for the weekend, and residents are being told to stay at home as the authorities warn of treacherous and potentially life-threatening conditions. BBC News.